Part 3. Take the temperature of your colony. Varroa treatments. Written by Teresa J. Martin. I begin by clarifying that Broodminder does not compensate me in any way for my statements about its product. What I write is my uninfluenced opinion based solely on my experience. In this four-part series, we are exploring how temperature sensors provide the beekeeper with actionable information that improves colony outcomes. In April, we reviewed Example 1, which demonstrated how the Broodminder T2SM temperature sensor technology alerted me that one of my colonies was queenless and assisted me in monitoring their return to queenright status. Last month, we explored Example 2, which showed how temperature sensors indicate that a colony swarmed and ways this knowledge improves beekeeper actions. This month, we explore Example 3. Where the temperature sensor depicts biological disruption during three Varroa destructor organic treatments, and how the sensor assists the beekeeper in monitoring colony recovery post-treatment. Treatment-less beekeeping. I do not have the environmental conditions to practice sustainable treatment-free beekeeping due to lack of isolation, the great distances queens and drones fly to mate, and recessive varroa-resistant traits. Therefore, I am what some call a treatment-less beekeeper, meaning I make it a priority to take as many actions as possible that assist in allowing me to treat as infrequently as possible. I extensively employ many physical and cultural integrated pest management controls, sample frequently, then treat individual colonies only when thresholds are exceeded using three of the organics, Formic Pro, Formic Acid, Apigard, Thymol, and Oxalic Acid Vaporization, OAV. I use each product as directed by the label and follow the Honeybee Health Coalition resources for Varroa management. I will elaborate on this treatment-less approach in a future bee culture article. Example 3. Colony disruption during Varroa treatment. Temperature sensors are an integral part of Varroa management because they show when thermoregulation is disrupted, such as when Varroa treatments are put into the hive. All treatments can cause collateral damage, which can be sublethal, impacting behavior and physiology. Treatments disturb the normal function of the colony, and in some cases can result in reduced brood rearing, removed pupae, and even queen mortality. As shown in Figure 1, on August 23, 2019, I treated gate hive with two strips of Formic Pro. Per the label, Formic Pro should not be put inside the hive unless the outside temperature is below 85 degrees Fahrenheit for the first 3 days of application. Therefore, I put Formic Pro into the hive late in the afternoon prior to several upcoming days of cooler outside temperatures. As Example 3A shows, the next 3 days were cool in the mid-70s. Even with this precaution, Formic Pro caused a major disruption to the colony's thermoregulation. The two-strip method of Formic Pro is a 14-day treatment, and we can see on the graph that 14 days later, on September 6, the colony resumed thermoregulation of its brood nest. Similarly, we see disruption with the use of Apigard in bees' hive, Figure 2. On the evening of July 21, 2019, prior to 3 days of cooler outside temperatures, I inserted 50 grams of Apigard into bees' hive, Example 3B. The disruption to thermoregulation is less severe, but still evident in the temperature profile. Disruption continues as I inserted the second dose of Apigard on April 3rd. After the full 30-day treatment is completed, the colony recovered. Figure 3 shows the impact of oxalic acid vaporization on my hive on January 4, 2023. Because it was the middle of winter, there was little to no brood, so the majority of varroa were in the dispersed phase, formerly called the phoretic phase. OAV is most effective during broodless periods because it is a flash treatment that reaches only the dispersed varroa. I applied OAV on a day when the temperature was warmer, so the bees would be less tightly clustered. This enables the OA vapors to more effectively penetrate the cluster to reach the dispersed varroa. My hive was a deep and two mediums, so I used the legal dose per my label, which was 2 grams, 1 gram per brood box. The graph shows a slight increase in temperature while the bees fanned and reacted to the OA vapors. Note that I do not do repeated treatments and instead reserve OAV for broodless periods only. As shown in all 3 graphs, even these organic treatments are not benign, which is supported by research that details their negative impacts. The Broodminder temperature sensor helps the beekeeper be more aware of the disruption caused by these treatments and more careful to apply treatments during appropriate temperatures and at the correct dosage. As detailed in a prior article, because the temperature sensor gives an indication of the queen rat status of the colony, the beekeeper can use the sensor to monitor colony recovery from the treatment. Improved colony health and productivity. The temperature sensor shows that a colony undergoing varroa treatment experiences sometimes significant disruption. The sensor provides insight into the degree of biological disruption and assists the beekeeper in monitoring colony recovery. Next month, we will explore how the temperature sensor can show the value of beekeeper actions, such as the effort to winterize a colony. Author description. Teresa J. Martin is the author of Dead Bees Don't Make Honey, 10 Tips for Healthy, Productive Bees, which includes a foreword by Dr. Thomas Seeley. Her book also provides 10 examples of the value of Broodminder temperature sensors. Teresa has achieved 99% colony survival and honey production that is twice the local average in her 7 years as a beekeeper, with 20 to 25 colonies in Kentucky. She is a Cornell Master Beekeeper, 2024 Kentucky State Beekeeper of the Year, and Vice President of the Kentucky State Beekeepers Association. Teresa can be reached at teresa@littlewolf.farm. Please see Bee Culture Magazine for 4 pictures and 6 references that accompany this article. Read for you by Teresa J. Martin. Music by Evan Schaefer. Song title Graze, Creative Commons Free Music Archive.